Okay, Rosh, this week, Parshas Vayechi, we finished Sefer Bereishis, believe it or not, first Chazak of the year, and there's a lot of emphasis in this Sedra on Eretz Yisrael. We know that at the very beginning of the Sedra, Yaakov takes ill and realizes that his time on this earth is limited, so he summons Yosef and he makes Yosef take an oath that he will see to it that he buries him in Eretz Yisrael. And then towards the end of the century, the very end of the century, Yosef makes the exact same request of his brothers, not that they should bury him in Eretz Yisrael, that he realized it couldn't be done because he was the leading figure, but eventually when they leave, they should take his remains with him. But when Yaakov actually dies, so the Torah tells us that Yosef goes to Paro to request official permission to leave and to bring the father to the burial place and so on. He's going to come back, but he won't leave temporarily. So it says over there as follows, in Perek Nun, Bereishis, Pasuk Hey, he says, tells Paro, Avi Hishbiani Lemor, my father made me take an oath, my father instructed me to swear to him, Hinei Anochi Meis, I'm going to die, V'kivri Asher Karisi Liberet Kenan Shama Tiporeni. In the burial plot, in the grave, which I, the word is Karisi, Chofresh Yud Saf Yud, we'll see in a moment what that means, and Eretz Canaan, that's where I would like to be buried. That's why my father made me swear. Therefore, it says, so please, I'd like official permission to go back and go bury my father and then return. So in the power, let him go and so on. So the word here is Asher Korisili. Okay, the translated here in the art school translation, which I have hewn for myself. To dig. That's what it means to dig. Right? I mean, Rashi quotes that as one interpretation on the word Korisi. Asher Korisi Kapshuto Kamo. By a boar, one of the four of his zikim, dig a pit. Somebody falls into the pit, so he's responsible for damages. So it says, ki yichre. You know, he's so big. So that means a grave that he dug. Okay, that's kipshuto. Then, umidrosho, od nishash vajmo kamo asher konisi. Means I acquired, I bought it. Because, amar kibi kishalachi lekracha hayam, hayu korin la mechira kira. Some people would refer to the word Michira, which means selling, they would say for sure, Kira, they dropped the first katan, the them with it. You know, we get dropped off in the popular parlance, they would say Kira. So if that's the word, it means it's, that he bought. Actually, he's buyer, I've only bought it. But anyway, and then the third interpretation, which is what I'd like to use as our starting point this evening, is Lashon, Old midrash or lashon kri, like a pile. You know, the word pile when you like tumas hakri. You know, you make a, you harvest your grain and so on. So you make a pile. It's called a kri. Right? So that's what the word called, like a pile. What does that have to do with this? He says there's a medrash that he told Esav, Shenotel Yaakov kol kesev izav shehedu beis lovan. When he met up with Esav at the beginning of Parshas Vayishlach, he took all the gold and silver that he had acquired. While in a land of, Padan Aram, in the home of Lavan, and the also so Kri, he made it to a big pile. He took all the gold and silver, made it to a big pile. The Amal Eitzah told there, you take that, the Shilchel Techov Amorah. Because the question is, who's going to be buried in the Morah Son Pela, right? The Roman Tsar buried there, the Yitzchak and Rivka buried there. Well, Eitzah is also the son of Yitzchak and Rivka, so maybe he should have the right to be buried there. So Yaakov, in effect, bought it. It goes with the previous interpretation. He bought it, had he buy it, he took all the gold and silver that he acquired in the house of love, and he said, hey, you take this, and he made a big pile, that's the word karisi, and you take this, you know, and that'll be the deal. Good?
So same thing with the
Yeah, another deal, yeah. So, right, this time he gave him the money. Well, he gave him the bechor. Anyway, so that's what the word karisi comes from, the word kri, which means a pile. He piled up all the gold and silver in exchange, and that's what the word means here. Now, Rashi, earlier in the Torah, actually in last week's session, in Parshas Vayigash, the Torah tells us when the family first comes down to Mitzrayim, after Yosef reveals himself, and when they come back to Canaan, they bring Yaakov and the family down. So it says in Perek Memvav, gracious Memvav, last we said that, in Pasuk Hey, the family picks up and leaves, right? Vayokam Yaakov Versheva, Vayisu Vayisos Yaakov, Vayis Tapuam, Vayis Shehem, Vagos, Asher Shalach, Paralos, Vayisos, Paralos, Vayisos, right? The whole family just begins to travel in the wagons, which Yosef had sent, Paro said, good. They took all of their cattle and all the property that they had acquired in Eretz Canaan. By a little Mitzrayim, when it came to Mitzrayim, Yaakov Chozar, he told Bonav, and they base him, he told Benosov, and Bonav, and Chozar, he was on Mitzrayim. That's Tzukim Hei through Zion, in Parak Mem Vav, and last it says in Vayiga. So Rashi there, commenting on the word, he said they took all the property they acquired in Eretz Canaan. Rashi there, and last week said, it says, Avo Masha Rochash, but Padan Aram, he only had with him the property that he acquired once having returned to Eretz Canaan. But whatever he had inherited in Padan Aram, by Lava, Nasan Hakol Esav B'Shriv Chalko B'Marath HaPela. He gave that all to Esav for his right to be buried in Marath HaPela. And Omar, Nichse Chutzal Ares Einan Kedaili. He's leaving Esav when he came back, when he first came into Eretz Yisrael, returning from the house of Lava. Now he's coming to Eretz Yisrael. He goes, I don't want this Chutzal Ares money. Okay, I'm giving that all to you. You can have that, and that'll be what I'll use as purchase money for my share in the Marath HaPela. But that's he says, Nifte Chutzlaret Einan Kedaili. And that says Rashi, Vizeh Asher Karisili. That Rashi there last week said, refers to the Pasuk in our side this week, in my Echei, that's what it means, Asher Karisili. Hemi lo tziburin shozor v'shol kesef kemin kri. He made a big pile of all the gold and silver, like a pile of grain. V'amal otolus elu asol. So that's the Rashi, the two Rashi together. That's what Jacob did with that money. So it's interesting. So that's a further question, but Lechora Esav was older and could it write the book? Okay, so it's a good question. That's, you know, by our tradition, Esav gets very buried in the Machlof. Okay, but be that as it may, what I'm interested in right now is this, I think it was this idea that Yaakov said, as the Rashi and Lansley said to point out, says, I'm not interested. When he was coming into Eretz Yisrael, he didn't want anything to do with the money that he was bringing back from Chutzor. That he didn't want. And that is something which the Avnei Nezer, in one of his tshuvas, that we'll come to at the very end, we'll get to it, uses as an explanation for an interesting din relating to the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, of what it means settling in Eretz Yisrael. Now, I'm not going in this evening, we've discussed in previous year, okay, is there a mitzvah to settle in Eretz Yisrael? Does the mitzvah still apply nowadays? The rice, the drapana. There's a lot of literature on that. It's an interesting subject, but I've given Sherman on that in the past. So we're not really going to talk about that. But we're trying to talk about now what exactly is meant by Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, settling in Eretz Yisrael, Yishuv, right? Yeshiva's Eretz Yisrael. What does that mean? And so I'd like to go through some Gemaras, which they're open Gemaras, I mean fancy, that just give us insight to what the midst of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is. Again, I stress, not discussing whether it's the Raisa, whether it's the Rabbanon, that there could be Machlokas. Ramban is clear, both in the Sefer HaMitzvot and in his commentary in the end of Chumash Bamidbar, that he considers the Raisa. The Rama's position is unclear, at least according to some. Other people say it's clear that he holds the Raisa. Other people say it's not the Raisa. Okay, so, you know, and they have different opinions. Anyway, that's not our subject. But what is it exactly? Does Yishuv Eretz Yisrael precisely, what is it? There's an interesting medrash on a pasuk that appears early in the Chumash in Parshas Toldos. Parshas Toldos, when Yitzchak Avinu had this idea that he was going to go when there's a famine. The days of Yitzchak Avinu, so he wanted to go down. He was thinking about going down to Mitzrayim, just like his father Avram had gone when they experienced the famine in his lifetime. So it says over there in Parshas Toldos, in the Bereishis Parashat Vav, Pasuk Beis, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave a direct command to Yitzchak, as we know Yitzchak never had the fleeting air. So it says, "Vayeru Elav Hashem," right? "Vayomer Al Tered Mitzrayim," don't go down. "Shechon Ba'aret." Asher Omar Elecha. Dwell in the land that I'm giving this land here. Stay here. Dwell in this land. Shechon Bar. There is a medrash. The medrash is in Bereishis Rabbah. And that's perfect. And Parshas told us. The medrash is in Bereishis Rabbah. Parshas Samach Dalet. Simon Gimel. Parshas Samach Dalet. Simon Gimel. The medrash says, Shechon, let's find the right word. Yeah, here it is. Okay. What does that mean? Do something that builds up residence, establish residency in Eretz Yisrael. What does that mean? Have a noteya, you should plant, and zorea, and avitasiv means plant trees. In other words, build it up. That's basically what it means, right? That's shechon ba'aretz. Hashem told you, shechon ba'aretz Yisrael. Have a noteya, zorea, and avitasiv. Okay? In other words, that's other interpretations. That's one interpretation of Medrash. But it means shechon ba'aretz, means build up the land. Plant things and till the soil. In other words, from that point of view, although that's Kodem part, that's the day you took a meal, from that point of view, Yishuv Eretz Yisrael means to build up the land, to plant, to make trees, to build it, to make it to establish it as a viable residence for people. That's what it means. Okay, that's what the Medrash Rabbah says over there. There's another Medrash Rabbah in Vayikra Rabbah, pointing out an interesting thing. It says in the Torah, one of the very first things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did in Bereishis, Perek Beis, Pasuk Ches, as part of the creation of the world, it says over there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu planted a garden, Gan Eden, right? At the east somewhere. He placed Adam there. So on the basis of that pasuk, combined with the pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim, Vayikra Perek Yud Tes Pasuk Kof Yomot, the pasuk says, I think this used to be a slogan for the JNF or somebody. Okay, it says in Perek Yud Tes Pasuk Kof Yomot, Kisavo V'Chisavo El Aretz Unetatem Kalei Tzmachal. It's introducing this of Arla, that for the first 3 years after you planted the tree, you're not permitted to eat the produce of that tree, if there is any, the first 3 years. Okay, there's usually not so much. Anyway, I think I pointed out in the past, not long ago, I heard that they now have techniques, agricultural techniques, that I guess not human growth hormones, but I guess tree growth hormones, that the trees develop more quickly, and so that is a problem with Arla. But anyway, but the first part of the pasuk, he said, "Oh, it's tatem kolayt machol." So on that part of the pasuk, the Medrash Rabbah Vayikra Rabbah, which is a very fair Vayikra Rabbah, in Parsha Chof Hei, in Siman Gimel, there it says that there's a mitzvah in general. It's another exposition of that mitzvah to imitate HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Tatiyot Dei. Okay, so we heard about some pasuk after Shemachem Pelechav Chiyav Shlovat Olahal Achra Baruch Hu. There are numerous midrashim talk about it. Gemaras, you know. It's of imitating HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ma'u Rachu, Ma'avat Rachu, Ma'u Mavakar Chok. We live very different places. It's not another, the Shabbos, anyway. But here the Medrash has a different thing. Okay, how can you be stick cleaved to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and so on? So here the Medrash says, Ella, Mitchilas Briyaso Shal Olam. Again, this is in Parshas Kedoshim, Medrash Rabba, Laika Rabba, Parsha Chof Hei, Sim and Gimel. It says, Ella Mitchilas Briyaso Shal Olam, Nis'aseh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ella B'matah, Memphis Ayin, Tchila, because Baruch Hu, the first thing he did was plant. Hador d'chsiv, v'ayit Hashem l'kim gan be'eden, that pasuk in Bereishis that we just read before. So afatem, k'shenichnosim l'oretz, al tis'asku elab matos, the first thing he did was plant. V'chisavo l'oretz, unatatem. In the context of the pasuk, it means when you go into Eretz and you plant, so there's a mitzvah called Arla. But just taking that phrase by itself, the Medrash says, just like Kodesh Baruch Hu planted the very first, one of the first activities, so to speak, was to plant and land. So you too, when you go into Eretz Yisrael, so that's another interesting medrash where the Chazal are telling us that there's an Indian to plant, to build up the land, to plant trees. So that's so, yeah.
Planting is just one example of a way to develop the land that might feel like make it livable.
I would think so. Again, so from the second, from the medrash of Vayikra Rabbah, it looks like specifically planting because of the parallel to Gan Eden. But The other medrash said plant and build tree. You know, I think it's more general. Now, but there is another interesting idea. It's actually a medrash. I don't know where the medrash is, and I confess I was searched thoroughly. But it's quoted by the Daz of Canaan by Tosos on a pasuk in Parshas Shmos. Shmos Parak Chof Gimel Pasuk Yud. V'shei Shonim Tizvaz Artechel Asafas Beruasa. That's the first time a mitzvah shmita is presented. For 6 years you plant the land, and the next pasuk says, in 7 years, let it lie fallow. But on that pasuk Yud, says that we have Princeton and Mikros Kedolos, and Daz Hakanim, the Valet Tosos, Rashi Shon Tizra. It might be Medrash, I don't know what a Medrash is, but maybe someone will find it. Tafilo Eno La Adam, Elachur Va'achas, Zogino Chayav Va'avda, the Chol Yom. This pasuk is telling you, it's not just you should work in the field for 6 years. Not work in the field for 6 years, then taka 7 years don't work, which is the main thrust here. But there's also an Indian taka to work for the 6 years. And he says, even if a person has just one little tree in his garden, chayav l'avdu chol yom, he has an obligation to tend to it every day. V'nir l'harav b'nu Moshe, one of the Baal HaTosas, might be the Sarmikutzi, I don't know, the Dafka b'Eretz Yisrael, the Dafka Din and Eretz Yisrael. It doesn't apply to your garden here. Din, I can apply the Dafka and Eretz Yisrael. Now, here he says, Kedei laharbo tafarshas tumas amaisa. There'll be more produce, there'll be more mitzvah tumas amaisa. But even if you leave out that last part, once again, we see that at least in Eretz Yisrael, there's an Indian. Even if you have this one tree, that's also contributing to Yisrael Eretz Yisrael. That's what I wanted to mention from these midrashim. Because I want to say that you could argue it's not really because of Yisrael Eretz Yisrael, it's because of Chumash and Mice. Although I must tell you, that's also true. Right. Manifold Mice. Yeah, that's another reason. But now, the truth of the matter is, it could be, that's what someone suggests anyway, that the whole mitzvah, people wonder in that Bahokas, I alluded to before, it's not our topic, that the Rambam doesn't count mitzvah, you should, I think, of course, you've got to say, because all the mitzvah plus bars are on the assumption that you're living in Arkansas. That's not a cook, I think. Anyway, so that's another interesting message. There is a Gemara in Baba Basra, sorry about that, which shows that this is something which HaKadosh Baruch Hu sort of rewards a person for when he engages in these activities. The Gemara is in Baba Basra on Daf Yud Dalet of Aleph. Describes Rabbi Yanai. Okay, the Gemara says, Yud Dalet of Baba Basra, Amar Ravel Obzera, not Rabbi Yanai, Arba Mea Karmei. Rabbi Yanai planted 400 vineyards. That's what it says. Now, the Gemara assumes that that's an exaggeration. So Amalei Dilma Stein Keneged Shayim Achas Yotei. I don't know if it really was 400, it was 2, and this, you know, it was an exaggerated statement. But it's interesting, the Rashi over there in Baba Basra, because you have also an exaggeration before. It says that Rabami wrote 400 Sifrei Torah. Doesn't mean 400 Sifrei Torah, whatever. So, but the Stein Keneged Stein, Stei Gefanim Keneged Stei Gefanim, Akad Yotzei Zav, Bekach Kari Kerem, Legabe Lach, so that's a Kerem. Anyway, the point is that it was said as a praiseworthy activity that Rabbi Yanai was one of the Chachamim, and he spent time planting. Well, it was 400 or not, that may be an exaggeration. So, you see that this was considered to be a value, and he spent his time, he could have been in the Beis Medrash more, but obviously, he spent time planting a vineyard in Eretz Yisrael. It must be, because that's what he held. It was part of the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. There's also another Gemara in Sanhedrin, which alludes to the fact to one of the kings, one of the Malchai Yisrael, was Omri. Melachim Aleph Perek Tes Zion, Pasuk Chav Dalet. It says about Melachim Aleph Perek Tes Zion, Pasuk Chav Dalet. And there it says about Omri, it says, Vayikain Esahar Shomon Shemer Bichikrayim Kesef. Okay, he went ahead and he purchased the Har Shomron for a certain amount of silver. Okay, Kikrayim sell 2 kikas of silver. Vayimen Esahar, and he built up the mountain. Vayikra Shemo Ira Sherbana of Shem Shemer Adonai Hahar Shomron. And that's what he called it, Shomron after Shemer. That was Omri. Now, this Omri was not one of the great tzaddikim of history. In fact, the very next pasuk there says, "Vayas Omri hara b'nei Hashem, vayara mikol Hashem afonav." He was bad. He was worse than he was the worst than Louis the First. Right? He was one of the worst. Okay, vayara mikol derech yirav minavat v'chatos v'shehati tzav. No, he was no great tzaddik by any stretch of any imagination. Despite that, however, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Beis Amud Beis, that Omri had a schus. Okay? Omri, despite the fact that he was not from the great Tzaddikin, Omri had a schus. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Kuf Beis Amud Beis, Amar B'Yochanan, Mipnei Ma Zocha Omri L'Malchus. So why did he was Zohar to be a Melech? Yeah, it wasn't the Malchus of Yehuda, it was in the northern kingdom of Malchus. So still, why was he Zohar there? Because he built the city of Eretz Yisrael. Shenemar, quote that passage I just read, Vayikim Esahar, Shomer Meishemar, Vayikim Esahar, 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 I don't have it in front of me, but you take a look in the Chiddush HaKadosh Maharsha, okay? The Maharsha points out, what do you mean? I mean, a lot of people, especially the Malchei Yisrael, who are kings, well, what, you know, what's the big thing? He said, no, because he was he had his chuz. Usually the Malchei Yisrael was, we call it a one and out, right? One and out, yeah? So there was the one king, and it wasn't succeeded by his son. In the Malchei Beis David, the Malchei Yehuda, the Malchei Yehuda, it was David, his son. It was Ben-Acha. It was, you know, when the line went down, father to son. In the northern kingdom, they rarely went beyond sometimes two, and that was it. The army was three. The three generations. So he had that tzchus. Okay, that's what the Maharsha says. Again, you'll take whatever, you look it up later, the Maharsha, the Chagot is there. And I did Kup Beis and Beis. So, Lemaisa, what comes out is that he got this reward, again, despite the fact that in most other ways, he was a Rasha of Arusha. Nonetheless, he had this mitzvah in his corner that he built up, Eretz Yisrael, built the city. So again, what we're merging from all of this is that the mitzvah of Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael, is not some, you know, sitting there, but actually planting and now there, so I'm building a city.
What connection of Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael, that maybe it's just like a good thing to build up city.
Okay, you're right. It seems to me, though, that's part of it. Well, otherwise, what's the rule? What's the mitzvah? So what?
You provided people pass.
Okay, I accept it. I think the other way, but I think it's part of this same idea. But okay. Now, we have a number of halachas that are relevant that also tell us about the significance of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael from the point of view of planting and building. There is a Mishnah in Bava Kama. I am test on the base. Mishnah says, Ein migadlin behema daka be'eretz Yisrael. There's certain types of animals you're not supposed to have in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, without the details. There's certain types of animals you're not supposed to have in Eretz Yisrael. And says Rashi, why not? What's the matter of having these type of animals behema daka in Eretz Yisrael? Says Rashi, well, you can do it in the bordering towns and so on, but not in Eretz Yisrael proper. So Rashi says over there, from a comma, he says, from the days, Ein migadlin behema daka be'eretz Yisrael, Yisrael be'eretz Yisrael. Because what happened, these animals tend to shemavir es hasados, which also says so, common to Yisrael. These animals ruin fields. Okay? Now, strictly speaking, it's probably talking about, you know, they're going to cause damage, and that's really the way, I mean, I want to be honest about it. You take a look in the Rambam, which I brought here in Perek Hay. Perek Hay, the Rambam brings us to Halacha. Rambam quotes to Halacha. Perek Hay, Avuchos Nizke Momon, Halacha Beis. Oh, one second. Parakei of Hilchos Nizkei Momon. Halacha Beis. The Rambam says, Parakei. Yeah. Rambam says, Lefichach Omach Asur Chacham Legado Behem Adak. The previous in Halacha we have is in Bava Kama, it's full of damages and so on. So, talks about, you know, the previous Halacha that the animal caused the damage. So, hey, so Lefichach Asur Chacham Legado Behem Adak. The Chai Adak were itself, but Mokum Asodos Akraman. Rather, Elbi Yar with Morris, you might say, you can put the non settled area, so on. But in our Latin, Megadda Masuria, Bechol Makom, Suria, anyway. But so that's particularly what the Rambam is talking about, and indeed, in the Shulchan Aruch, which I also brought, I think. Sorry about that. Yeah. This then also appears in the Shulchan Aruch towards the very end of Choshen Mishpat, the end of the Shulchan Aruch. Choshen Mishpat is even tough. Because these animals go into other people's fields. The Zika, and it causes that, right. The Zika Motsui, and they're common that they cause damage to dogs. The Zika Motsui. I will get out of the Surya from the Rosh Hashanah. Nowadays, not to include Jews on land there, so on his box, then it's okay. It's not our problem. But so, as the Rizim just pointed out, by you looking at the Rav and Shulchan Aruch Paskin, it sounds like this is the Rav and Shulchan Aruch Paskin has to do with Hezek and damage it and so on. But we can't take away from the fact that Rashi brings up Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. I mean, that's Rashi. And that could be in the back of the mind also, that you don't have animals that are going to ruin the land because the whole mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is to build up the plants and the animals are going to ruin it. So there's a thing. Well, that's the halacha. What?
That's cheap.
Okay, they take them to graze in the midbaros in the yard place. So it's not, you know, you don't have to run into these problems.
Okay.
Huh? Yeah, desert is okay. Oh, can you live near me?
Build it up.
Yeah, okay. Let's do it that way. Yeah, okay. Look, obviously, some place you're animals.
Depends on how you make it. You know, if you have a boat, you know, maybe they didn't have the protection that we have to keep the animals from going.
Right, to keep them loose. You know, okay. There is another relevant. There's another relevant Mishnah, and this is a Mishnah in Maseches Erechin. Daf Lamed Gimel Beis. Erechin Daf Lamed Gimel Beis. There, the Mishnah reads the following. Okay. Listen to this. Ein Osin Sede Migrash. I'm sorry. Ein Osin Sode Migrash. Velo Migrash Sode. Velo Migrash Ir. Velo Ir Migrash. You're not supposed to change a settler city and make that into a field, or a field into a garden. The different types of that. Sometimes you have, you know, fields, you have gardens, and you have residential air blocks, and so on and so forth. But even in a regular town, by the way, these are zoning laws, right? Even a regular town, you can't, even T-Mac is well known for zoning laws. You know, you can't just build whatever you want, wherever you want. They're supposed to be beside a roof floor, the green belt, right? The area, you know, that's why there's only two lanes over here, right? Because I think that's the township law, and you can't just, there's supposed to be some areas which are supposed to be the parks and other things. You can't just put up a building there, right? Just because you want to do it, even if you own it. Anyway, so you have these dinim over here as well, and Erechin, the Mishnah, Erechin, Mam, Kimmel, Beis. So what's relevant to us, says Rashi, the Sada Migrash, now like a Sada Migrash, Havi Elef Amos Saviv, Lehir, the Steve Nikir, Ere Chusa Elef Amos Saviv, Chusa Sada, Hoyal, Hengel, Levim, it's by the Yari Levim, Elef Amos Sados, to Kwamim. No, the Migrash was more like garden, you know, it wasn't for animals. Out beyond, you have the city, and out surrounding the city, you have like a, you know, beautification garden area and so on, and then beyond that, you have the field. So you can't change the Vahasa Sodos who call Migrash Ponim Klum. They ain't go by it. They ain't Zoranos on Elot Noi Hula Ear. Right? It's a beautification. Noi is decoration. Like Noi Sukkah, right? It's a decoration of the city. Beautification of the city. But ain't Osin Soda Migrash, says Rashi, Mishum Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Behind the Churban, Shememayit is Hazriya. Okay, if you're going to take a field and you're going to use it, and you're going to make it into a Migrash, you know, just for beautification, but you're not going to be able to go and eat food there. Right? You're Memayit. They're taken away from the status of that land to be valuable for Zvir. The law of Migrash saw that the other round. Shemachrim is Noi Ha'ir. And you're destroying the beauty of the city. I wonder if you do both, you make a switch, but why would you do that? Okay, so you can't do, you can't just take away either one of them status, because both of them contribute to Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, both the beautification and the suitability for planting. The law of Migrash saw this, I'm sorry. Migrash ain't osin ear, sheyasu bo batim, and a migrash ear, you can't put up housing, okay? She ain't ear nor below migrash, because the city is not beautiful without the garden. The culture came, she ain't osin ear migrash. You certainly can't make the city into a garden area. She ain't machriven as yishuv ear, then there's no place to live, okay? But by, again, you see in Rashi again, mentions in this context yishuv eretz yishol, right? Yishuv eretz yishol, yishuv eretz yishol, to have a place for people to live, to have a garden, to have the beauty, and to have parks, whatever, and also to have places to plant and fields, you know. So that's what the Mishnah, the Gemara there in Erechin are talking about. And therefore, again, we see another example of this, the Yishuv Eretz Yisrael situation. Now, the Gemara in Bava Basra, about Chof Dalet, which amplifies this a little bit. Just a moment. Chavdal, I forgot what it's about. I'll call it Beis. Yeah, Chavdal and Beis in Bava Basra. The Gemara there, the Mishnah there actually says, Marchikin, we'll read the Mishnah first. Marchikin, Marchikin, Sa'ilan, Me'ir, Asin, Chamish, Amma, Rechuv, Shukama, Meshikma, Chamish, Amma, Abba, Shoma, Kol, Ilan, Tzrach, Chamish, Amma. The Mishnah Bava Basra says that you're supposed to remove trees. There should be a certain distance between where the trees are planted and, you know, the Migrash, right, for the garden, the trees. That's supposed to be a certain amount of distance away from where the living quarters are, living areas are. It says Rashi, Marchikin Se'ilam La'ir. The Gemara refers to Shum Noye Ha'ir. L'fishen Noye La'ir, K'shiyesh Merchav Panu L'fanez. More beautiful is the city has an open area before you come to the housing, right? And chruv v'shikma, these other types of trees are on feyam rabbit. the many, many branches, many, many leaves and so on, to keep it even further away. And Ilan Srak is the non-fruit-bearing trees, they're not so attractive, to also Gnai Hula'i, to keep them further away. That's the mission. So, yeah. So the Gemara says, my time on Hula'i, we should know that here. Hi, what do you mean? We have the Gemara in Baba Basra. The Gemara there close, the whole Sugi Baba Basra. So you can see the things that link together, by the Gemara. And so there is another thing we see, that it's not just the Migra Sada Megra, but it's also not to minimize, to make sure that it looks attractive, keep the trees low, and if you put this together with the Rashi, okay, again, you see that it's all part of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. There is also a Tosefta in Maseches Erchin. Okay, Tosefta in Erchin. Perek Hey, how about the test? Oh, the Tosefta is probably printed at the end of the test. Okay. The end of Chumah. Can we go to Chumah? No.
Yeah.
Possible. So I think we'll probably Tosefta in Kachar, I think it's printed at the end of Chumah. Well, soon find out. Oh, it's in here. Okay, this volume is here. My volume, hold on. Okay, so what are we learning again, Eric? Yeah. So the very end of Tosefta Erech in Perek Hay, the last Tosefta test. Ein osin sada migrish lo migrish sada, migrish ir lo ir migrish. Now, he says, and I skipped over when I read it in the Mishnah before, but it is in the Mishnah as well. There's another opinion, because that whole business of the Migrash Ha'ir, remember, it was talking about the Ari Halavim. It didn't say every city. There was the Levite city, the 42 cities given to Levium. So the Revelez only read there are more about Ari Halavim. Of Ari Yisrael, Osen Sada Migrash and Migrash Sada, you can do it. Okay? Because it's special din by, but not, it's not everything. But anyway, at the end of the day, the Chacham disagree with it, was, and they say it applies to all the cities. So that's why, emphasize when I read the original mission, but the Tosefta brings it up here. And then it says something else. From Shimon Gamliel Omer, before that, the Lo Yistar Adam is Beso Lasos Gina. You shouldn't knock down your house to make it into a garden. I mean, now for the whole city now. It's my private residence. That's what the Tosefta is. Even a private residence. Okay, and lo yita adam es churvaso gina, ibneishu kemachir es eretz yisrael. Okay, and again, I'm a chlokes, which the Lord says all the way, but here you see something else. Again, you have to have all kinds of plants and all kinds of trees. That's really emerges in it, and all of this is together the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. So you take a look in the Rambam, a private person. Yeah.
So that wasn't the same guy. I thought he read it. You shouldn't knock down a building with plants left out. So it's
and also, but both directions. You need everything. Okay, that's the point. I think the Tosefta is hitting that it's true about a private person. Also, it's not the whole city. It's besides the whole city. And so we can see it all clearly. The Rambam brings us to Halacha. And then we'll speak to the Yogo. Perek Yud Gimel. The Rambam writes, Ein Osin Ba'ari Halavim Ir Migrash V'lo Migrash Ir V'lo Migrash Sodom V'lo Sodom Migrash Shemar. The pasuk is today, Migrash Hashem Loi Machir finds, but Halacha Hey, the Rambam adds. That's in the Torah. That's why the Ari Levim. But the Rambam adds in Halacha Hey, Umi Pi Ashmuel Lomdu Shizesh Shenemar Loi Machir Loi Shne El Asad of Migrash Hashem Kolach Osulam Bechein B'Shar Ari Yisrael. It's not limited to Ari Levim. It's Bechein B'Shar Ari Yisrael, which speaks with the Chachamim. Halacha Vav Lo Yistar Adam Is Beisel Lasol Sogino V'Lo Yitach Chavos Sogino Shli Achivu. Eretz Yisrael. So Rambam begins all these things. This is again, obviously, Shalayachiv Eretz Yisrael. This is the opposite of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. But you're not allowed to do these things, which are undoing, in effect, Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Okay? And just one or two other things, maybe one more thing along these lines, to see how serious this din is. There's a Mishnah in Maseches Tamid, about Chof Tesson and Aleph. There are not so many pages in Tamid, but at the end of Kochin, so the Masechta's Me'ilah. Talmud are together, continue the same pagination. Talmud is actually the shortest Masechta, only 8 blocks. That's why people have to make a siyum quickly. And then they've done that, so you learn Talmud. It's very fascinating. Some the Talmud, a meal of Talmud and Kanem, Kenem is the fourth Talmud. I'll put together. Anyway, the Mishnah is on Chav Tesh. It's a long Mishnah. It starts on Chav Ches Amei. Goes over to Chav Tesh and Aleph. And it says a Talmud describes the matters relating to the Beis HaMikdash, the Talmud offerings. So it says over there, Kol Ha'etzim Sherer L'Marocha, all wood, the wood that's used for the Marocha, that was the pile of wood that was used to, for the fire in the Mizbech. It had an ongoing fire there, so you needed a lot of wood. So the, all types of wood is good, all types of trees are good. Chutz Mishal Gefen V'Shal Zayis, the exception of trees that's used for the vineyard, the grapes, and Shal Zayis. That's the Mishnah, okay? On the side of the page, is not, we refer to it as the Mefarish. The question whether it was Rashi or not. So he says, Kol Eitzim Sherehen, Kol Eitzim Sherehen, Kol Marov Eitzim Sherehen, not all. Because about to say exception. Chutz Mishal Zayis, which again from the Gemara, Mefarish time, he tips us off the fact that the Gemara is going to give us the reason. So we turn to the next page. In Talmud, Chof Tesla Beis, the Gemara says, Chutz Mishal Zayis, which again from Hani, my time, what's the matter with those? Rav Papa Omar Mishum Dekatri, I had one answer, but that's not for us now. Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Omar Mishum Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. He says, well, what is the Yishuv Eretz Yisrael? The Gemara is back and forth. Okay, we're interested in the Yishuv Eretz Yisrael situation right now. And on that, the Mefarish says, Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Mishum Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Okay, and he says, Hezel Mishum Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, Yishuv HaZesim Magfanim, because you're going to chop down and then burn all the wood from the olive trees and from the grape, you know, the vineyard tree. Lo yinsu yayin lishos Hashem alasu v'techarei v'aretz Yisrael. Mess up as people run away. Mess up v'techarei v'aretz Yisrael. Right, so therefore, even my point is, even for the purpose of the Talmud, even for the purpose of the Beis HaMikdash, and the Rambam brings us the halach as well. The Rambam is the Hilchos Yisurei Mizbeach. Hilchos Yisurei Mizbeach. Perek Zayin Aloha Gimel. Hold on a second. Perek Zayin Aloha Gimel. Shramik Sepsis Aloha. He tells us, Kol Ha'etzim Achadoshim K'sherim L'Marocha V'lo Hoyim Avin Shul Zayin V'lo V'shal Gefen Mishum Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. So what's the idea to Yishuv Eretz Yisrael? To destroy trees, even for the Karbonos, even for the Marocha, the Beis HaMikdash, we're concerned, overriding concern of Eretz Yisrael. What emerges, I think pretty clearly to me, anyway, from all of the above, is that Yishuv Eretz Yisrael seems to mean not just parking yourself there, but it means building it up, not doing things that are going to destroy it, and having towns and buildings and fields and gardens and everything else, normal life, normal living. That's the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Okay, well, it's right at the bottom, not my issue now. But then, and if you help somebody else do it, well,
are you just going,
yeah, going for the leaf. Yeah, okay. And one would wonder if that's the case. I'm looking for another angle. We'll see in a second. I just want to throw in one other thing that the Gemara mentioned. Yeah, right. Okay. I would say that today's equivalent. I don't think there's any. You know, now, just as a side point, there's a famous Gemara in Gittin, which is very important to the Shabbos and Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. So I just want to bring it to your attention. We've also spoken about this Gemara in the past. The Gemara says on the Ches on the days, the Gemara makes a statement that in this sense, Surya, which is not necessarily modern-day Syria, but it's right, a lot of Eretz Yisrael for certain purposes. The Gemara says, Akona Sodom the Surya, Kekona the Parvari Yerushalayim. Just like same din as a property, assuming the land, the suburbs of Yerushalayim. L'may Hilchus, Olor Sheshes Lomar, Shekosun Olav Onav Afil B'Shapit. If you want to purchase, that's how Rashi explains, okay, you want to purchase land, the parvari, the service, owner the star, right, the star document, okay, star mechira, come over, I don't know if the star is the ultimate, small, fine, quote, the star. So you're allowed to do it even on Shabbos. You write on a field of Shabbos, and it says, Rashi, what's the case? In Lot Chomel the Kachop, you're buying this land from a goy in Eretz Yisrael. And you tell him it's the Shabbos day. He goes, okay, goodbye. I'm not selling it to you. You don't take that chance. Right here, the guy's going to sell it now. You have an opportunity to get more land in Eretz Yisrael. You take advantage. Even though it's Shabbos. The road say, Leilach Darko for Shabbos. He wants to leave. He has to head out of town now. That's having a big sale right now. It's now or never. Okay? So the Gemara then asks right away, what is the Shabbos talking about? So we can write on Shabbos. You can write on Shabbos. That could be. Okay? So says the Gemara, Shabbos Hanukkah, the Amar Rava. Omer Elohim Kachavim. You can tell, usually we have a din called Amir El Nachri. Whatever you're not allowed to do on Shabbos, you're not allowed to tell a guy to do, that's a din the Rabbana, we assume. Okay? So here, you can tell the guy to do it. Omer Elohim Kachavim Osev. Afo Gav, Amir Elohim Kachavim Shuz. Okay? So Mishum Yishuv, Eretz Yisrael, Omer Rabbana. That is a big discussion. Does it have to be Shuz to Shuz? The post book, you would mention that in the past. It's important to you. But again, I just throw it in here because you see that Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is also just acquiring land in Eretz Yisrael. That's all of that. And we put that together. What we said, it means acquiring land, building up, and so on and so forth. It's all part of the midst of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Okay. So all this is, by the way, we passed him like this, Gemara, Parag Vav, Hilta Shabbos, Allah, you know, you can look it up. Or a Shulchan Aruch, or a Chaim, Simon Shin Vav, if you know what, I don't know what we passed. You're afraid? No, if the guy will be available tomorrow, do it tomorrow. But they're afraid they might change his mind and he's going to run away.
They'll
get done. The job will get done. Yeah. Okay. So, Mamela, I'd count in terms of that background information, so to speak. So I said, I started before with the Pasuk here in Parshas Vayechi, which Yaakov Avinu said when he refers to the fact that Yaakov Avinu said when he came to him, he didn't want any of the money that he had in gotten chutzart. I realize that I have here, forgot to mention before, the Shita Mekubetzis. I forgot to mention the Shita Mekubetzis in Baba Basra. And if you dial it, with Rabbi Yanai. I remember Rabbi Yanai bought all those crumbs. It was maybe an exaggeration, but he mentioned it. So he did so because the Gemara didn't say why he did it. Okay? And so the Ravid is quoted in the Shita Mekubetzis in Baba Basra. You dial it out, you don't ask what the Lashon Ravid's all. The Chain Hod Rabbi Yanai did not just time, going to get time and so on. Is the Dalad Meir Krami, the 400 vineyards, Bishum Yishuv Eretz Yisrael David. Okay, so his credit is that he did a lot more because he did some Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Anyway, so he's established a planting and building all this is part of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. And to acquire land, you can even do something on Shabbos, which would otherwise not be permitted. So, having said all of this, there's a very interesting tshuva from the Avnei Nezer. Sachat Shem Rebbe. Shalat Tshuva is Avnei Nezer. This is Chelek Yeridea. Towards the end, it's Simon Puff Nun Dalad. He has a lengthy tshuva on the Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. First of all, he discusses the whole question. You know, it's called the Hilchos Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. He discusses the whole question of whether the Rambam holds it the right. It's not the right. He has a clever, again, it's not our topic, but he has a clever suggestion. The problem is the Rambam doesn't list it in the Sefer HaMitzvah. That's what everybody wants. It doesn't listen to the Sefer HaMitzvah. Right? Okay. Can I hold on? There's a lot of things because you have to give through it to me to explain. And that's why it says, I like to somebody say it's bookkeeping, right? Right. So it's in the Mishnah Torah, right? And you can even, I just said he paskins that even on Shabbos. Okay. Again, there's some will say that he doesn't hold. I don't know if that issue right now, but now the name just says a clever answer. He says the Rambam does count. There's a mitzvah to wipe out, to drive the other inhabitants, hacharim tacharim, to drive out the other kibbutz and so on. He writes his love over here. He said, wait a minute, so what's the purpose? Just the land shall lie empty? Obviously, you're driving them out, so you will come in. And he points out the Rambam is a genius. You know, he said, one of the Rambam's rules is when you have two mitzvahs, where one is for the purpose of the other, he doesn't count both, except it's one package. No, it says in the same in the Ashrosim like that. The Rambam himself said he applied it here. He said Tachrim Tachrimim is for the purpose of selling. It's not so to drive them out so nobody lives there. Anyway, that's not my problem. What he wonders afterwards is okay. The Avnei was a Chassidish Rebbe, right? So you know, if it's true that it's a mitzvah of the rice for the Chol HaDeis, so he holds. And he holds even the Rambam holds like that. And the Chazan said the Rambam holds like that. In one of his letters, the Chazan is right like that. But anyway, he wonders, how come the Sechet Shem Rebbe doesn't make Aliyah, and all the other Rebbes and Gedolei Torah, how come people didn't? Some people did. How come everyone didn't go? So he says like this. He says, and he doesn't, he gives other Terutzim, but doesn't apply this line. There's a toast named the Ksubit, Bav Kuf Yav, the famous toast, that says it's too dangerous to travel. He knocks off all those reasons. They don't apply. Okay? The Adonizer writes in Osir Ches of this tshuva, so Tov Nun Dal in the Yerdei, Chelik Yerdei. He says, Me'ato, im yodur Adam be'Eretz Yisrael, ve'ein lo shom shum matzav parnosa. If the guy is going to live in Eretz Yisrael, and he has no means to make to earn a living, and he's not contributing to anything, okay? Rak hanishlachol mechutz l'aretz. So he's going to live off of the tzedek. The Rebbe is going to Eretz Yisrael. So all the Chassidim will say, they can't all come, so they'll send the money from Eretz Yisrael. Right? The Rebbe lives off the community, you know, they'll send him Kritlach or whatever, so he can daven. And he's living off of Chutzlaritz money, right? And he says, Rakhanim was worked, but I die in Hashpot, because the Chutzlaritz, they have Tarish in Chutzlaritz. His livelihood is not from building up Eretz Yisrael, his livelihood is from Hungary. So he says, why is Yishin as Eretz Yisrael? So how is that Yishin? The fact that his body is physically parked there, but he's not doing anything to, you know, to build it. He's not able to, or the land is not to lend itself to that. Okay, Mazli is Eretz Yisrael. Then nearly Tom, I'm going to not Eretz Yisrael. Okay, now you're going to tell me, and here's the way, Hagam Shei Shlomo, Halo Shochem Lem Rak Mos, Ain Kod Rochem Peretz Eretz Yisrael. Well, wait a minute, they don't take it. They send in money from Chutz Lars. But when he's there, he gets the money. So he's going to spend it on fruits. If he's going to travel, he's going to go, you know, touring or whatever, he's going to spend it over there. He's become welcome. He's Tabi Yosef, Chai Gav, and Nikra Hashpah from Chutz Lars. Okay? That's still called Hashpah Chutz Lars. And what's his raya to come full circle? Yaakov Avinu, that we started with in this success, Asher Karisi. He says, Hare Yaakov Avinu, Kol Ma Shehoi Lo Mideis Lovan, Nosam Ha'esav, She'omar Ein, that Rashi in Lesley said it, She'ein Nifsech Chutz Lars Kedaili. Okay? That's what he said. That's why Yaakov Avinu, he wanted to Mekayim Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. He wanted to bring in, he had all this money, he could have retired. Okay? He was bringing all this money that he'd earned, you know, with all the story with the different speckled sheep or whatever, with Lavan. Right? So he had flocks, he had money, he had property. He didn't want to do it. He gave it all away, got rid of all that money because he didn't want to bring in the Chutz Lars money. The Afshin of Dunfer, you know, he would buy that as he saw. Okay? And that's what it says. You know, he wanted to get his direct of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why when he left Eretz Yisrael, he pleaded HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, Nosan Li Lech, what is it, Nosan Lech, Lech, Lubega, Lubos, I want to come to you, you know, and so on and so forth, right? So that's what the other nation says. He doesn't want the Tsar Chutzor to involve, okay? Anyway, so the other nation says, the Melah, Darm Eretz Yisrael, listen to this, okay? It's the opposite of what you said. The other nation writes, the Melah, Darm Eretz Yisrael, that's a powerful statement. Amazing said it. If you live in Eretz Yisrael physically, but you're not, or, now, you have to understand something else. I think you can be mechalik, I think, you know, there's daiti between the days that Adonai was writing, because what, at least then, Taka, what economy was supporting? Was the British? Okay, well, you know, it was under whatever, the Turks, okay, so you weren't supporting the Gaza economy, so you're not doing anything to build up the land, it's not really yours, you're under foreign dominion, okay, you happen to be physically within the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael, and you're not building up the land, you're not spending money and supporting the economy, it's not a Jewish economy, so I'm not sure what the idea is to say today, okay, and, you know, Top Shnei Zion in 2017, where it's talk a Jewish economy, then you could argue, I think, it seems to me, and I think Shef said it, that today the Adonai's reason will fall away, because even though I'm bringing money in from Chutz Lars, but I'm building up, by spending it there, I remember when my wife and I once went, it was during the, it was right after, during one of the Intifadas, whatever, so the tourism was way down. So we have to meet some friends of ours here in the neighborhood, both in Eretz Yisrael at that point, and then the woman was talking to my wife, that we went to Mincha, something the council. So, you know, we came and she said, we really have to spend money. We have to buy. We should buy all kinds of, paintings. Who knows what? I don't know. Because they support the store. So on and so forth. So, and it was without a doubt the most expensive trip I ever took there. So when I go, I don't know. I buy songs sometimes. But other than that, I'm not buying too much. But there we went and, you know, bought the jewelry and gift to this one, other things. You know, so that was maybe, yeah. Support. But yeah, possibly, yeah. Because they also supports the economy, absolutely. But anyway, that's how they strong language. It's, again, it's in a tough loan dollar in the house. Again, if you had that, Adar Eretz Yisrael, from the spirits of the most chutzor, Tlanias Daiti, Shememaatim HaMitzvah, you're minimizing the mitzvah, the Eno Borah Klau, either Kamal, I'm not sure what with this. Again, it's very, very stark, but that's at the very end of the Tshuva, and summarize at the end, he says, here he says, He says, Mekomok and Mekayim, he kind of backs away a little bit. He says, yeah, Mekayim, but it's certainly not the mitzvah of Shleimuto. Certainly not the mitzvah of Shleimuto. That's the Agnesim. Now, lest we think that it's a Chassidus Rebbe and so on and so forth, and that's his position. The truth is, the Chai Odom, there's a Sefer called, in the back of the Chai Odom, the Chai Odom wrote Orachayim. His work on Orachayim. His work on Yeridei is called the Chochmas Odom. So at the end of the Chochmas Odom, and here it's printed as a separate sefer, it's something called Sharei Tzedek, which is Kolo Kol Hadinim Halachas Atlus Ba'aretz. But no one is manazeh. Chumen is Maishas Chalas Shri is Lekas Shicha Pei. That's what this is about. So at the very end, it was called Shar Mishpatei Ha'aretz. Called Sharei Tzedek. At the very end, it's Shar Mishpatei Ha'aretz. Shar Mishpatei Ha'aretz. Perek Yud Aleph. In Sif Dalet. He says as follows: Mishain Yagam Asegah for Farnes is Atzmo Shom, Bitzorech Lahatil Atzmo Alatibur. If a person lives in Eretz, but he can't make ends meet, he can't do anything there, and he's basically going to have to be a drain on the economy because he's have to be supported by public funds and so on. Over Chutzlaret Mefarnes is Atzmo, but in Chutzlaret he had a job, the Yigia Kapoba working. Ein Sofek Shemutav Lo Lader Bechutzlaret. And he says that's what it means. It's better to worship of the Zara than to depend on other people for your parnasa. Doesn't mean literally you can't believe it. It's one of the Gimel Reis. It's better to live in Chutzlaretz where you're under the Tsar of the Goyim and so on and so forth than put yourself on the people. Anyway, and in the footnote, the Binas Adam, in those days, okay, he explained the conversation between Moshe and Yisro when the Parshas Baalos, when Moshe wanted Yisro to come in there to Yisro. Remember, trying to convince him the Pesukim ended, it's not clear what Yisro did. And the Pesukim, okay, what was the discussion back and forth, okay? And so he said, "Omlam gerim elam chelik laaretz." So I'm a Moshe. Tav loch Hashem duvet holy saw. Well, cool. I'm Hashem and eight to the chomat tanasaniya. We'll support you. Don't worry, you won't get land. Okay, you'll be supported by the rest of us. Yisro answered, "No, I'm gonna go home." Ki muntov sheishar b'chutzar he inspires me shalom. That's what he said to Yisro. That was the discussion Moshe made in Yisro. That's why Yisro didn't come. In any event, without that, the cute little aura, the Darach Hazush, but that's the Chayotim also holds like that. And the truth is that, we'll finish up, in the Shulchan Aruch, thank you, I'm sorry. In the Ebenezer Simon Ayin Hay, now, it's in Eben Ezer because the same way all these discussions on Eretz Yisrael are in Masechus Ksubis. We'll finish up with this. In Eben Ezer because the Mishnah of the Emek Ksubis says usually if a couple gets divorced, so the husband has to pay the wife the Ksuba. It's part of the divorce settlement. But what if it can be demonstrated that she's responsible for breaking up the marriage, okay, so then he doesn't have to pay the Ksuba. Okay, so she's responsible. So, who's responsible? So let's say my wife and I are married, and then suddenly I decide that, you know what, I don't like Tinek anymore, I want to move to the North Pole. So she said, I'm not interested in living in the North Pole. I said, well, I'm moving to the North Pole, with or without you. Okay, so then I have to pay the Ksuba. I don't know who broke up the marriage. If I can't, if she decides, listen, she's had it here, she's going to move to the North Pole, I don't want to move to the North Pole, then she's breaking up the marriage. So what about if I say I want to move to Eretz Yisrael, and she says, no. So that to me, or my wife says, whoever wants to Eretz Yisrael is in the right. That's what the Mishnah says. That's how it comes up in Eben Ezer. Anyway, so in the Ayin Hay of Eben Ezer and Tzikot Vav, we'll wrap up with this, the Pisrei Tshuva. I'll find it. Pisrei Tshuva says that the Shohar of the Tzad, the Eish Rishon, the Hadar Kofa, I was saying, so I had to be the Efsh, the Lo Sakana. Yeah, that's true, that whoever wants to go to Israel is in the right, unless it's kind of dangerous to go, which it was at one time. All right. Anyway, so there's a long discussion here in the Pisrei Tshuva in Sukkot and Tov. And among the things that Pisrei Tshuva says, and he quotes some others, he says, the Chol Kosa Tashmet, the Chol She'en Lo Sham Parnosa, okay, Buchonos, Mavir Al Daito, and so on, Al Daskono, Pasha Shalom. You make matters worse. You move to Israel, and you're going to live a miserable life, The whole idea is to go live there and to live and make a parnasa. Living in Eretz Yisrael, living in Eretz Yisrael is not just physically being planted there. It's meaning to having a normal life there. You can't have a normal life. That's what the Tshuva says. And not everybody can do it, he says. Okay, Asher is Zochlecha. For many people, he says it was too difficult, and some people couldn't make a go of it. All right, but the whole idea is not to go there and just live off of suffering. Okay, that's basically what the Bishvei Tshuva says as well. And finally, I'll conclude with the words of the Chassam Sofer. Two places. The Chassam Sofer in his Parish on the Perek Lul HaGozol, Sukkah Daf Lamed Vav, he discusses the fact, you know, the Torah, we have a Pasuk, the Safta de Ganecha. I didn't say in Krishma all the time, right? The Safta de Ganecha. You should gather your grain. So that applies in Eretz Yisrael. He talks about the faith of Achokas of Shuala Rishon Yochai. Should you write the right to one book? It comes up here in connection. It's commentary on Sukkah. He says, Lenila is Naiti, Rishon Navi Lom Mikro Vasata de Ganecha, Lebert Yisrael. Okay? Sha'avoda, listen to what he says, Sha'avoda Vikarka Gufa Mitzvah. This is from Sofer. This wasn't Zionist propaganda. This is from Sofer. He says, Avoda Vikarka Gufa Mitzvah. Working the land itself is a mitzvah. Yishuv Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Ulohotzi Perosel HaKadoshim. And to bring out the fruits of Eretz Yisrael, to the produce of the land. Balzeh Tivsa Torah V'Safta Deganecha. Okay? That's what is called Safta Deganecha. Uboa Zorah Goranas Ramalayla, right? Yishuv Mitzvah. Uboa is also working for the mitzvah. Okay? And if somebody's going to say, I don't want to I want to sit and learn all day. I don't want to work, which is the other sheet. That was my focus of Shumi Yochai and Mishal and the Brachos and the Brachos. The sheet does a switch, whatever. But he says, listen to this. He says, if somebody's going to say, I don't want to work the land, he says, Ke'ilu Tomar, lo aniach tefillin, b'tei shani osek b'torah. I don't learn. I don't have time for tefillin. I'm going to sit and learn. I have no time for tefillin. He said, that's the same thing. Hachinami, lo yomar, lo e'esov digoni, b'tei esek b'torah. So there's a statement, right? That's Chassam Sofer. Lulav HaGozel, you can look it up. Lulav HaGozel, Sukkah, Daf Lamed, Vav, Amud Aleph. Finally, he also says in his parish on the Chumash, Torah's Moshe in, not to mark it off, it's somewhere in Parsha Shoftim, towards the end of Parsha Shoftim, it speaks about the people who go back, one of the people goes back from the war, it's just planted a vineyard, right? Me, I should have not taken care of, right? So me, I should have carried it. He says, all right, something else, because the Rambam has a different order. But anyway, he says the same thing. He says, he talks about that tomorrow in Brachas, case of Achan, Machokas Yisrael, and Moshe Yochai. And he says also that people go ahead and they had work, and they worked the land, and he brings riots from different people, and different types of umnos, and not just working the land. Here he is, so I bring this, he also hits something else. He says, the low lefad avodas karka, el limud kola umnos, Yishuv Yishuv and covered Eretz Yisrael. And that could address your question about tech and other high tech stuff. Also, why? Shalom Yom Lo Nimsim Chal Eretz Yisrael Tandler or Banai. You know, the contest over here fixes shoes, nobody here knows how to sell fruit, nobody here fixes cars. All right? It's a covered for Eretz Yisrael. You have different people, different professions, a normal country. That's what he's saying. Uchidoma. Yavim Eretz Yisrael, you have to, otherwise, you have to, you know. And then everybody's sitting learning all day, so who's going to make the shirts? Who's going to have to bring those to America? Or from some other place, export them? No. He says, therefore, Limud Kol Umnos is mitzvah. Okay? And he says, that's Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shimon Yochai argued, that's talking about a chutzpah. That's a unique shot in that machokas. Shimon Yochai, Rabbi Narai, Myri Kishan, Mufuzar, made it almost. The Eishbam, one of them, they don't need another here in America. You need another computer guy. Okay? So they're not from without it, so then you can sit and learn. But anyway, you put those two commentaries of Chassam Sofer together, then now we've expanded. Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, it seems to me, define the mitzvah. The definition of the mitzvah is to build up the land, and it's not just limited to planting and building, and so on, everything we saw, that's what we knew in the days of Gemara, but any type of owners, to the point that if a person's not doing that, he's not contributing anything to the land, and again, even that today, I think you could argue, even if you get most of your money from chutzlach, people retire, they move to Eretz Yisrael. But we're not like Yaakov, we make a big pile. Before leaving America, I never saw them make a pile of all the money here and say, I'll just go there to Israel. I'm going to do that. All right, Yaakov, you know, had that neither. But still, I think today it's okay because willy-nilly, you're supporting the economy by buying things that they, you know, and by living there. Anyway, just some general insights on it, some Yishuv Eretz Yisrael from a perspective maybe we didn't think about. Okay. I want you to have a good Shabbos.
Great.
Right.